the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And happy hashtag Tequila Thursday to you and yours. And I'm going to raise a glass on a couple of long shot tickets to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, Lundy, in the NFL. And interestingly, they were teammates at the University of North Carolina. Yeah, I'm talking about Javonte Williams, now a member of the Denver Broncos, and Michael Carter, who's with the New York Jets. Both of them, coincidentally enough, are 33-1 to hoist the hardware. Now, look, the competition's going to be stiff. In that category, you got Trevor Lawrence, you got Justin Fields, you got Zach Wilson, Jamar Chase, Kyle Pitts, among others. But, you know, failures happen with rookies. There's always a transition phase. And both of these guys, I think, are in ideal spots. Yes, even the Jets and Michael Carter. You know, the Jets really upgraded that offensive line, adding Elijah Vera Tucker. We talked about that yesterday with the Zach Wilson props. But also, as well, there's not a whole lot of competition there. It's like Tevin Coleman, LaMichael Pirine, Ty Johnson, a whole bunch of stiffs. I think he's going to be the guy from day one in that Jets backfield. And then you look at Javonte Williams. Yeah, he's got Melvin Gordon to contend with. But there's that certain someone who continues to talk to everybody except for the Green Bay Packers, who might land in the Mile High City. It could really open up the offense. And I think Williams is uber talented. Again, a guy that was top 10 in yak per attempt at the FBS level last year and posted an absurd, almost unfathomable 48% missed tackle rate for the Heels a season ago. So again, 33-1. Yeah, they're long shots. But one of them could wind up cashing. It's not like running backs not winning Offensive Rookie of the Year, you know, is a rarity. It happened pretty much every year from 2015 to 2018. So what are your thoughts on those two Hail Marys? You think anyone's got a shot at cashing?
No, sure. I mean, could it? Yes. But I still feel a little bit better down there. We've talked about Kyle Pitts. I feel a little bit better even at the plus odds with the guys that I think have got a better shot. Obviously, a lot of people believing Trevor Lawrence. He's got the best odds. But I think it's worth with any of these, whether we're talking about, you know, the Offensive Rookie of the Year, any of these sort of long shots. Yeah. You know what? Throw a few bucks on it, kind of file it away there in the back of the filing cabinet, come back to it again in January, and hey, maybe you get yourself a nice gift at the beginning of 2022 to kick off the sports betting season. But I think these two, Brad, might be a little too far out there for me to be able to jump on, but I do like the idea of grabbing a couple of these guys that are in good positions, and you hit the nail on the head. Whatever happens with Aaron Rodgers is going to influence all kinds of stuff in the upcoming season.
Oh, Juggernaut Javonte, you're saying there's a chance? Yeah. Lloyd Christmas, you're damn right there's a chance. Throw an Alexander Hamilton on it, you might get 330 in return. That's all I'm saying. It's worth a shot. And look, if you want to get in on one of those futures tickets or anything else, do so right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And the hits literally keep on coming from one boxing event to the next. They grow in excitement and anticipation. And this weekend is no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the ring Saturday night. And there is no better place to get in all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users a shot at turning $1 into $55. To celebrate this weekend's huge event, DraftKings Sportsbook is offering new users the opportunity to get 55-1 odds on either main event fighter to win this weekend's fight. Yeah, that's right. Bet $1, and if the fighter of your choice wins, you cash $55. Here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN when you sign up. And for a limited time, all new users who bet $1 have a chance to win $55 on this weekend's main event. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you an all-out badass offer. Bet $1 on the fighter of your choice, and if that fighter wins, you win $55 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9-WITH-IT. With that, let's get to it with this hashtag Tequila Thursday, though I drank it all again last night, edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy. Maybe we're going to start off the NHL segment similar to the Rangers game last night. You're just going to toss down the sticks, the gloves, and everybody starts fighting right there at center ice, except for two dudes. I don't know if you noticed that. And I don't know any of the players in the NHL, but there are two guys when I saw the replay at the top of the screen. They were just standing there like talking like, you know, should we start punching each other? Should we start wrestling? Like, what should we do? And they just kind of drift apart and meander as everybody else is throwing down there on the ice. Wackiness. That was one of the most hilarious things I've ever seen.
Well, you had three different fights happen, Brad, in the first roughly 4.5 minutes in total. And I talked about this on the pod
you
yesterday.
Did. You did. Yeah,
I said,
this.
Look, these two teams, you're going to be spending a lot of time in the penalty box. Brad, by the end of the game, 141 minutes of penalty time. Brad, at one point, the Washington Capitals had six dudes in the penalty box. The Rangers had five. There's no room. These guys were like, it's like when you're trying to squeeze into the elevator because you don't want to wait for the next one. It was. It absolutely was. And of course, you've got the off-ice official who's in there as well with his little clipboard where he's keeping track of everything. Like these dude, that had to just reek, right? Like just a really smelly locker room, bunch of sweaty dudes all crammed into one spot together. But I told you on the pod yesterday that I expected it to be over 5.5 goals. It had been bumped up to 6 by the time we recorded. I said, go ahead and alt line it down to the 5.5. And of course they finished with 6 goals. So we cashed on that one. I also told you to grab Ottawa as an underdog at +133. Not only did they win, they pounded Montreal 5-1. So we went 2-0 yesterday. Oh, and on a bonus pick, Brady Tkachuk, ka-ching, his new last name, because he scored a goal for us as well at a +215. So let's see if we can do it again today. Here's the weird thing for today. There are 6 games on the schedule, and the lowest odds on a favorite is a -220. Everybody is crazy favorited in this one, so we got to try to piece some things together to make it profitable. Let's start with this one, a 2-leg parlay for you. Let's go with the Carolina Hurricanes taking on, oh yeah, that's right, the Chicago Blackhawks. We are going to take them on the 60-minute line. We're also going to take Pittsburgh again on the 60-minute line, so both games to finish in regulation. And when you put those two together with the Penguins taking on the lowly Sabres, you get yourself to a +120. So we don't necessarily have to drop the gloves and start swinging, but let's see if a 2-leg parlay gets us going here to kick off our Tequila Thursday.
Yeah, plant a punch on the odds makers with that 2-leg parlay.
Number 4.
Sticking with the NHL. What else you going to throw a haymaker on, amigo?
Well, I'll tell you what. I told you the odds are so ridiculously skewed because of the favorites. And this is also, I saw Matt Russell actually referred to it this way, Brad. He said right now in the NHL is kind of like week 17 in the NFL. You've got some teams that have nothing to play for, that already know what their position is in the playoffs, or you've got teams that are completely out of the playoffs. So some of this is a little bit hairy here over the course of the next week in trying to predict exactly what's going to happen. So just kind of bear with me on a couple of these picks. But let's do another 2-leg parlay in this one, and we're going to go with the Toronto Maple Leafs taking on the Montreal Canadiens. We're going to do the same thing with Edmonton hosting Vancouver. And again, I'm going to take it in regulation, no overtime for either of those two games. Put those two together, we're going to get a +164. So again, trying to get a little bit creative here, because obviously I don't want to sit there on the straight game line and decide that I'm going to take somebody at a -295. And that's unfortunately what a lot of the odds are because of how lopsided these matchups are on a Thursday. So I'm going to go with the 60-minute line with a couple of heavy favorites. Let's put both of those together and see if we can't manage to win on a +164. So 2 2-leggers for today.
Sniffing some chalk with another parlay.
Number 3.
All right, let's go to the NBA, and it's our MonkeyKnifeFight.com Monkey Knife Fight player prop of the day in that sport, which has not quite been profitable in this particular slot on the show the last several attempts, but we're, you know, the despite the low field goal percentage that we're shooting. Yeah, we're building skyscrapers, all the bricks laid. We're going to get back at it and hopefully splash one through the cylinder here. And hopefully you could get on it as well at monkeyknifefight.com. It is a DFS game unlike any other. Just you against the house, more or less, over, under, and all your favorite player props, points, rebounds, assists, even fantasy points. Put them in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you cash, the more or less the over, the under, the more money you put in your pockets. And if you want to have an MKF in good time tonight, fire off that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do, as a new user, you get a free $5 game on the house. Have an MKF in good time at monkeyknifefight.com. And let's go with a megastar, a superstar, a man that we all know and some of us love, some others may despise. KD, Kevin Durant, Lundy. And I'm taking the over on 2.5 made triples against the Dallas Mavericks. If you look at Kevin Durant, he is ratcheting up his minutes here the last few games. He's played at least 33 ticks in four straight games. In terms of made threes, he has hit three or more in a contest in three of his last four and five of his last eight. And in his last four games, he's averaged 7.5 attempts per game. So I like the usage. I like the volume. I like the fact that he is converting a ton of these shots. And Dallas, below average defensively this season. Number 19 in adjusted offensive efficiency on the year. And number 20 in the NBA in opponent three-pointers made per game at 13 even. And according to the FTN Daily Advanced DVP tool, this is the eighth best matchup for a shooter over the last 15 games. Are you with me on making some dollars with Durant over 2.5 made triples?
I am right there with you, because not only is it Durant, who I sometimes feel like can go Steph Curry at any moment and just start draining shots left and right, but we're also talking about a guy that, I mean, look, they're coming off of back-to-back losses, and I think he could be a little salty after losing to Milwaukee twice here over the course of the last 4 days. So, yeah, I'm going to jump on this one because I think he comes out firing. Wouldn't even surprise me, Brad, if he's got this number by halftime.
Yep, I think it's going to happen. Roll with KD.
Number two.
All right, let's stick in the NBA, and let's work in a player that you might be overlooking, and one that is posting some crooked numbers in the box score, and that is the pride of the University of Kentucky, P.J. Washington, now a member of the Charlotte Hornets, and he gets the Chicago Bulls, who have not earned their kielbasa or their Polish sausages, and I'm going to take the over on 15.5 points for PJ. He has been over this proposed total in eight of his last nine games, Lundy. And he's averaging over 30 minutes per contest since April 1st, and he has shot at least 11 field goal attempts in eight of his last nine games. Now, he recently played the Bulls on April 22nd, but only logged 13 minutes in that game. I think he exited either due to rest or injury, but he has stormed back with a vengeance. And if you look at Chicago on the year, this is, you know, a 15th best matchup for a power forward over the last 15 games measured, according to the FTN Daily Advanced DVP tool. But the Bulls, slightly below average defensively on the year, number 18 in adjusted offensive efficiency. So I'm going to go with the trend. I don't think it's going to get bucked. It's only a minus 113 juice right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. PJ's got to pile up the points. I am over 15.5 in that category against those lovables. Fade or follow.
Yeah, let's hope we don't see another shortened stint against the Bulls this time like he did back on April 22nd. I'm going to roll with you because if you take that oddity of a game where he only played 13 minutes out of the mix, as you said, he's been on fire, and I think he continues to do so. 15.5 feels very attainable for me. Actually surprised, based on his most recent performance over the last six games, that this number isn't a little bit higher. So I think you can jump on this one now before you wind up seeing any movement or any juice working the other way.
Yeah, get your grips on a whole stack of Washingtons with the Hornets.
Number one.
All right, let's go to Major League Baseball. Heavy day game slate today. There's only a couple of performances are going to be under the primetime lights. And one of those tilts, the Arizona Diamondbacks taking on the Miami Marlins. And I'm going to go with a pitching prop of a guy that I think is very underrated right now in the Major League Baseball scene. Really, the entire staff is the Marlins. And that is Pablo Lopez. And I'm going to take the over, Lundy, on 5.5 strikeouts against the Snakes, and it's plus odds. Yeah, let's get seduced by the juice, all of us, disrobe, and let's party with Pablo, who this season in 34 2/3 innings pitch, 8.83 K per nine, just a 2.60 walks per nine mark, and a 2.34 ERA. Nice little fastball and changeup combo. Both of those pitches, according to Fangraphs.com, have graded out on the plus side, and he's also logged an impressive 27% called plus swinging strike rate so far this year. Now, Lopez has gone over the 5.5 Ks in 4 of his last 5 starts, and yes, Arizona has the 7th lowest K rate of any team in Major League Baseball, but again, 6 strikeouts? Oh, yeah. I think Pablo can certainly get there. Are you with me on the punch outs on Pablo over 5.5 against the Arizona Diamondbacks?
Only because it's a plus number, my man. Only because it's a plus number. Otherwise, I think this is going to be pretty tight. You talked about the fact Arizona not high on the K rate, but you do look at the over the course of the last 2.5 weeks or so, he had Lopez had 2 matchups against the National League West. He had a couple of starts against San Francisco, had 9 punch outs in one, 7 in the other. So yep, we know he's more than capable of it, but Arizona's not exactly the Giants. I mean, the Giants are losing to the Rockies, for crying out loud. A little bit different in terms of the NL West team that we're talking about. But I like the fact that it's plus odds. So, yes, on a hashtag Tequila Thursday, oops, drank it all last night. yeah. I'll roll with you because I'll get seduced by that juice.
Yeah, guilty as charged.
I got a couple of empties that are sitting in the recycle bin. Yeah,
It's Cinco de Mayo, man. It was a fantasy fiesta. I mean, what are you gonna do except just drink your sorrows away, especially when you wager on RJ Barrett. Any New York Knick in that game last night against the Denver Nuggets.
Well, if you were doing shots for every penalty in that hockey game we were talking about, you were toasted.
Yeah, I was tipping the bottle back, no doubt about it. Let's work in some bonus time here on this hashtag Tequila Thursday before we get out of here. Anything else you like?
Yeah, we got lucky. We educated guests last night on Brady Tkachuk to be able to ka-ching for us on scoring a goal. He did that. I'm going to go back to the well with another player prop. How about Brad Marchand going for a goal? He's only at a plus 130 because he is a heavy goal scorer. But if you go over the course of the last 2.5 weeks, Boston has played the Buffalo Sabres a total of 5 times. That's their opponent tonight. But in the previous 5 games, Marchand has a goal in 3 of those 5. So I'm going to play the odds that he's going to do it again. I'll take the plus 130 for him to score.
All right, I like that one. And for me, I got 2 in Major League Baseball. Number one, let's go back to that Miami. Again, Pablo Lopez on the bump. Matchup against Arizona. I'm going to take the under on the Diamondbacks. 3.5 runs at a minus 121 juice. D-backs only scored 3 total runs in the last couple of games. And as I mentioned, I like Lopez a lot, so there's some continuity here with this wager. And the bullpen of Miami is very underappreciated. 7th lowest ERA at 3.46 right now in Major League Baseball. And Arizona, though number 6 in total OPS on the season, just number 14 in road OPS, batting a repugnant 221 away from the friendly confines there in the desert. All right, elsewhere, give me Ronald Acuna against John Lester to log an RBI at plus 165. And I also like him to score a run, though that's juiced up at minus 182. Acuna in limited action against Lester, batting 333 in his career against the pitcher. Against Southpaws this year, he's batting 389. He's hit safely in 6 of his last 8. He's scored in 7 of his last 9, and he's logged an RBI in 4 of his last 6. So I think Ronald Acuna is going to go off. And hell, if you really want to get crazy with the Cheese Whiz, Lundy, I wouldn't be shocked if he hit a home run at plus 260 right now at DraftKings Sportsbook. And there you have it. That is a wrap. Please follow Mr. Lundy at Nate Lundy on Twitter and yours truly at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com for all of your sports betting and fantasy sports content needs. Use that promo code EVANS to score a sweet subscription discount today. And as always, until next time, feed or follow That is up to you.
Feed the noise.